I deliberately clear and seal this space on all sides, all directions, above and below, so only energies from the light can enter. I am so thankful to be a direct channel for the Holy Spirit and the cosmic Christ consciousness. I'm honored by the presence of each of your master guides, teachers, and angels. I know they hold the intention that all healing, all information, all releasement, all transformation, all integration is for the highest good and highest joy of each person here. I'm also thankful to be able to step aside my own personal beliefs and paradigms, my own programs, my own ideas and contracts, so that all information that comes through is clear, concise, and succinct. I do open the Akashic records to be able to see past, present, and future. And for this I give thanks. So it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of you again. We introduce ourselves. Our name is Adaronda. Very nice to make your acquaintance. As you know, you have acknowledged this energy in such total and complete transformation. And the vessel Marilyn is reminding us to slow down for the translator. Huh? How many translators are here? They're not owning up to it, huh? So, you have acknowledged the transformation of your soul in this land of the meeting place, in this crossroads of humanity, in this crossroads of the energy of peace. With that energy of peace, we indeed ask you, dearest beings of light, to take this energy here. You remember what it was like when we crossed into and got on the bus with the vessel Marilyn and each of you and came into the airport from Egypt, that it was like a breath of fresh air. Clean, honoring of the land, honoring of the people, honoring of the culture that is different from other culture. Not that there was something a pain in Egypt, but it is peace anchored in here. Yes? That is what we choose for you to take away with you, is to share this peace. Take a deep breath. We are an activator. We've been holding that activation in honor of tonight. Take another deep breath. That peace is now anchored in the cells of your field. And with that peace, wherever you go, wherever your journey takes you, you will reverberate with that peace. When you feel something other than peace in your energy field, it is time to bring back that breath that you just took, to anchor that peace once again. For those of you who are traveling on to Israel, you know this country that we are standing in. We're the first to make peace with Israel. We hope they are not the last. We know that when there is peace in Israel, there will be peace on this planet. And we still hold that possibility. nice that they applaud. You see, this culture here has taught you that all different energies can come together in peace. You may have a disagreement with your brother. You may have a disagreement with your sister. But that does not mean you do not love them. That means you honor them and agree to disagree. But you still invite them for coffee. Huh? So you see, dearest beings of light, this is what you are to breathe here. Integrity. With our dear friend Crayon, he mentioned integrity in the beginning. You each have that integrity within you. To know that your joy, your love, your truth may not be the truth of those around you. But that does not mean it is wrong. Understand? Dearest beloveds, I am so grateful for each of you. You have opened my heart to this land again. And for that, I am grateful. That integrity, that honesty is what this land was built upon for all cultures. We each must learn from that to judge not, lest you be judged. To do unto yourself as you would do for your friend. I bring each of you to my homeland, which is now Palestine and Israel. It is my intention to bring those two groups together. I will need your help. And I am thankful for it. For you see, it has only been a short 6,000 years that there has been peace there. And the entire time scheme, that is nothing. Listen to your heart. I have told you to ask for what you need. Ask for what you want. And then I have told you, do not long for what is not before you. Every aspect of your life is orchestrated in divine perfection. As I hold a mirror up to you to see your perfection I ask you to trust that. I ask you to see who you are. Always. I ask you to laugh, to smile, to hold your heart for healing, and to know that that healing will go back generations. What you are doing now, here, this being as your leader, gathering seeds from across the planet to show the light. You are the difference. Understand? You are the light. It matters not if you can see beyond the flashlight that you hold in your hand. It is about trusting that your soul will always be taken to the correct place for the correct time, for the perfect energy. Otherwise, we may not have this time together. So it is once again perfect. Each one of you carries that vibration of divine perfection. I implore you to receive it always. Do you have questions for me? Yes.
What do you see when you are channeling us? What do you see of us?
What do I see? Or what does our divine link of Marilyn see? I see your open heart. I see a violet light coming from my third eye, which is why I try to choose and look into each of your eyes. I see that violet light coming into your heart to activate that love frequency within you. That is what I see. Our sweet divine link. Many times when I am here, she sees through her tears to feel that love. But what she sees is blue. Does that answer your question? I see humanity changing. I see growth with the light beings of this planet, such as yourself. I see love, and I reflect that love back to you in ways that I am not sure how they move through this little form, but I am grateful to have the experience to look into your hearts once again. Does that answer your question?
Do you see the human organism or do you just see light?
I see the body that is filled with light. Our sweet divine link, Marilyn, she sees your organs when she tries as an intuitive medical. I see your body, your form, and your layered elements of light that goes out beyond your auric field. So the room is fairly aglow with light now. Thank you for that question. Is there another question for me? Yes.
There's been some information. Sorry. Just to allow for things to happen, that there's nothing to fix. I still feel there's a lot of things coming up that needs to be cleared, and so I'm kind of confused. I don't know if I need to keep clearing or just allow.
Did you hear the question? Should she keep clearing or just allow what is present? That could be clearing.
Okay.
You see, when you pull out parts of yourself to release, the energy there is that some part of yourself was not perfect. And that is not true. When you integrate those imprints, as our divine link calls them, those habits, and you integrate them and replace them with something of a higher vibration, that is evolution. So it depends on if you still have things to integrate. It is my intention and the intention of Aranda, our friend, and the rest of our Council of Light, that all humans will evolve beyond integration and be the light that they were destined to be. Understand? You have a question?
Thank you. I have two. I'll just start with one. I'm wondering if you have a message for the people in Palestine.
They are my brothers. They are my family. It hurts my heart to feel so much anger. I understand. Their homes have been destroyed, taken. Their paths have been rerouted, as have mine. They have been whipped and beaten and isolated. And yet I still say, we must forgive. We must move forward. We must. Otherwise humanity will end. That is the lesson. That is why I arrived again in your hearts many years ago. It's to help you learn forgiveness, not judgment. Yes. Terrible, horrendous things have happened to all cultures, not just the Palestinians. the Spaniards took the Peruvian lands. The Germans took the Scottish lands. The white people took the Indians' lands. One day, we will learn not to take, but to share. We ask you each to have compassion in your heart for all Israelis, for all Palestinians, for all Jordanians, for all Saudi Arabians, for all humans. We didn't want to name them all. Humans. That is the commonality. The human heart is the heart to be opened. That is why our sweet divine link may return to this land every year or every 2 years until there is peace here. She volunteered. We didn't tell her the whole scope of things at the moment, though. For you see, you volunteered as well to hold that vibration. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Did that answer your question, dear? Our divine link feels my pain now of what has happened. All bodily fluids are sacred according to Babaji, who is also on our council. Do you have another question for me? Yes.
Marilyn, I would like you... no, I don't know who. I have a question to that entity who is talking right now.
Yes.
I would like you to give a message for those who lost loved ones, because I know there are many of us who lost loved ones. If you could tell us about it, please.
Dearest one, we do not call ourselves an entity, but it is difficult to know what I am called. Dear Elon calls me Master. I call him Master. For those who had individuals that volunteered to help teach you, it is sad for you who are left behind. For you who are here with your loved ones or brothers who may have been killed in war, who here has had someone that was lost in anger? All of you. Who here has sacrificed their own pain to move forward? Maybe all of you. There is a grand plan. That plan, those who were ended in this existence, not in their life, they volunteered for that mission to teach the planet forgiveness, to teach the people of this planet to not judge, to not carry the pain of prejudice forward, to not carry the energy of pain forward. Please do not make their lives be in vain. You are here to learn peace. You are here to learn love. You are here to live love. Please learn it quickly. Learn it quickly. That is what you are doing. This young woman is teaching that. This being of light is crossing nations to teach that. This being of light is gathering seeds from around the planet to help them learn. What are you doing? What are you doing? Some of you are going to Israel for that purpose. You thought it was a vacation.
You also go to Palestine.
We also go to Palestine. Last time, we were not allowed in Palestine. And our little divine link, the vessel, Marilyn, got in a little discussion with our guide about the fact that Yeshua, I am ultimately Palestinian. That was my homeland. Bethlehem is now in Palestine. He did not like that. That he could not argue. My homeland is Israel, Palestine, Australia, and the rest of the planet. That is what I am here to help you teach. And I am thankful for your shining face and eagerness to know how to do that. I will speak with you in your dreams, or maybe not, to let you know your task is not finished, even though you may be getting on a plane. Your task is here to assist. You have another question for me? Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Is your, I understand you had an offspring named Sarah. Is that ancestry still alive and active in our world today?
And it brought a tremendous emotion to our divine link. No, she is not the offspring. But yes, I did have children. And yes, they do still live. And no, I will not inform you as to their whereabouts, because I would like them to continue to live. You saw what happened to me. That was my task, not yours. Thank you for the question. Yes.
We were born and then we live, and after that we die. I was wondering what was before. we were born, and what is that for you, and how can we see that, how can we think about that, because it's really, afterlife is something that we have no idea about.
That is a wonderful question. Shall I repeat the question?
Yes.
We are born, and then we die, and then we are born again, and then we die, and what is before that? We are so concerned with the afterlife. What is it? In Egypt, they built great structures to prepare them for everlasting life. And yet, everlasting life is yours already. The afterlife is a place of holding where your loved ones, where your family, are there to greet you with open arms and hearts and hold you in love, as I will be there as well. And your interdimensional, as Adelaide would put it, angelic realm will be there waiting. However, they do not choose for you to cut your life short. They choose for you to live every moment on this planet. And then when it is time for you to transition from hopefully a natural cause while you are laughing, then you are welcomed with your family in the most amazing love you can possibly imagine. Your pets are there, your animals, your friends that you may have mistreated are there as well. People that have done horrendous things are there as well. Because love transcends all, whether they are taught in their religious organization to ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness is theirs, without asking. Before life, on this planet, there was heat, friction. It was the creative cycle. Afterlife, this planet is bliss. Life on this planet is heaven. There is no hell. That was made up by the religious teachers for control. This is heaven. This is what you make of it. And the afterlife is better yet. Does that answer your question?
Probably, yeah, it does. But as I understood, it's completely beautiful afterlife. Like, it's just all our family are waiting for us, and we will be really happy to be there, right?
Yes.
So we should be happy to die.
You should be happy to live.
And also to die, what's after.
And when you are ready for death, it will all be happy.
You don't think that like that would be fair.
It is.
Because if you were bad, doing bad things on this planet, would be in hell, like happily living it now and after death.
If you are doing bad things on this planet, as you have, what do they call them? Suicide bombers. They will still be loved, but they will go for re-education. They will be retrained to return to this land and then be of service. You understand? Yes. You see, the afterlife, there is no punishment. There is retraining to learn, to grow, to evolve. And for those who are in service now, it could be for what has happened before. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's all is in control by what we call God.
It is or by not. The source, the term that has been identified as God. God has many names. I called God Yahweh. There is a source of all that is. That source has no judgment. That source is within every cell of your body. So when you hurt your body or hurt another body, you are hurting that source or God, which I know some do not like that word because it renders masculinity. Our sweet divine link likes God I. As in plural. We see that it is time for us to end. We are up to you, Master Elon. Can we take one more question? Question.
I did have a fleeting question.
We heard it.
But maybe it's already been said. What is the intent you see for our journey in Israel and Palestine?
The intent for my journey back to Israel and Palestine and to bring 30 some people with us and each of your hearts is peace. Simply peace. No division. Always love. Joy. Laughter. An ignition and healing of guilt. Guilt serves no purpose. Shame serves no purpose. Love serves a purpose. That is my intention. And I will take each of you with me. I love you all so deeply. I had to find this person to speak willingly. Thank you. We believe that Adaronda has something to say. Yes, dearest beings of light. You are each going with this in our pockets. Is that all right?
Yes.
You see, it can get very serious very quickly with Master. You are each Master in your own energy. You carry away from this land the heart of these people with you. The heart of being the center of love as a small conclave goes where we have not been before. We honor each of you. We came all this way just for you, from the 17th dimension. Figure that one out. Love you all so much. We see you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste.